I play Charlie Price in Kinky Boots, and he sort of reluctantly inherited his father's shoe factory, which is on the verge of bankruptcy. And in trying to live up to his father's legacy, basically, and save his family business, he ends up finding inspiration in the form of Lola, who is a fabulous entertainer who's in need of some sturdy stilettos. And Lola kind of ends up being the one person who can help Charlie become the man that he's meant to be, and they work together to turn the factory around. And, you know, they're a very unlikely pair, but they end up finding out that they have a lot more in common than they ever dreamed possible. And then they kind of end up saving the town. They discover that if you change your mind about someone, you can change your whole world, which is one of the great themes of the show. It's a fantastic show.
Charlie goes through a grand transformation during the 2.5 hours or so. Is it a difficult role for you to play?
Yeah, it is. It's tiring. It's exhausting, but in a good way. I barely leave the stage, and you're right. It's quite an arc. He sort of has this great leap forward in Act One, and this big growth period where he figures out how to possibly save this legacy and uphold this legacy that his father has handed down to him. And then in Act Two, he kind of takes a giant step backwards near the beginning and throughout the middle, only to find his way back in the end and figure out, you know, who he really is. So yeah, there's a large arc and a lot of emotions that I get to play, and it's a blast. It is hard, but in the moment and doing it, it's so much fun that, you know, the exhaustion comes later when I hit my bed.
The subject matter, I guess, might be considered perceived at least as a little delicate for some people. How is the show being received as you're touring the country?
I think one of the great things about this show, it's being received so well, and you can feel that the word spreads from the second we hit a city. People are telling their friends to come see it, it's interesting. Each city is different. But I really do feel like what the show does so well is it tells this message in a really universal way. There's characters in this show that every person it can relate to. You know, it's not just Charlie and Lola. There's the factory workers, these real hard people that are, you know, trying to make a living, scraping by, there's something for everyone in it. So we get people up on their feet by the end. We've had pretty good luck there. I'm knocking on wood right now, but just about every city that we've hit, we've won them over. So that's good.
Absolutely. And the storyline is still set in England. Is that right? Is it tough for you to master the accent?
That's right. Yeah. It's set in England. It's set in Northampton, and it is, yeah, the accent constantly takes work to remind yourself to stay in it. And we had a great dialect coach, Amy Jo Jackson, in New York, that stayed with us throughout the rehearsal process and gave us so much attention, and that was fantastic. It's good. We kind of try to do it as authentic accent as we can without making it, we still want everything to be heard. So it's a little bit of a mixture of what a British RP accent would be and a Northampton accent. If we came in and did straight Northampton accents, no one would know what we were saying. So, but it's fun. It's a blast to play around with it.
And I know the music's by Cyndi Lauper. Did you work with her at all in the process? Have you met her?
Yeah, she was really hands-on. It was cool. She was at rehearsal a lot. And then when we opened in Vegas, she was there. And then she was back for opening in Los Angeles at the Pantages. She's super, super hands-on and is really passionate about this show and about the musical theater business. And she's written some amazing music for it. So she has every right to be hands-on and to want to continue to be a part of it. And she's just Yeah, she's as cool as you think she is. She holds up to the Cyndi Lauper name for sure, and she's just such a great, she's such a good person, so giving, and yeah, she's awesome.